Welcome back. The final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hasty Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. You can listen online at KFYO.com. And remember, you can download the Radio Pup app. You can take the show wherever you may go. It's an absolutely free app. You can listen to KFYO programming no matter where you are. You go on a road trip, you can plug in your phone, you can listen to us while you're driving around. First voice you hear from when you dial into today's program, the very talented Ariel Walden on the other side, 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. Our election 2014 discussions continue here on KFYO. We like to bring you as many candidates as possible that are running for office. And locally, we have a very interesting primary for U.S. Congress. And in studio with me, Dr. Donald May. Good morning.
Chad, good morning. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, talking about your campaign today. Obviously, you're challenging Congressman Randy Neugebauer in the Republican primary. Why did you decide to jump into the race?
Well, I didn't actually jump into it. People have been coming to me for several years. And what we have been doing over the past 6 years is basically trying to keep Obama out of office. And then once he got in, trying to get him out of office. And obviously, many of us miscalculated how this last election was going to go. We didn't realize the impact of the storm that was coming in. And then we did not realize the impact of him giving away free cell phones, 3 to 4 million free cell phones in almost 10 states. And then the impact of the free birth control and unlimited abortion. So we miscalculated that. But right now, what we need in Washington, we need as many voices as we can up there that are strong conservative voices who are willing to stand up directly to Barack Obama, to Nancy Pelosi, to Harry Reid. And the other thing is we need people who can write bills. And it's been my opinion that the best way to take apart this overgrown government and Obamacare is not with massive 100 or 1,000 page or 2,000 page bills which created it, because people simply pile on everything they want onto it and the government doesn't shrink. You have to use a 3 or 5 or 10 page bill. Being a surgeon, I look at it. I look at government as you cut out the bad parts. Like a skilled surgeon, cut out the bad parts, let the good parts grow, watch what's going on, cut out some more bad parts. I've been working with the Heritage Foundation now for almost 10 years, have an excellent working relationship with them. They're the best conservative think tank up there. They're the people that helped Ronald Reagan with most of his legislation. And working with them and other groups, we can incrementally take apart the things that are really affecting us. I heard in the end of your last hour, you were talking about Obamacare. It's a nightmare. But Chad, this is just the insurance part.
Yeah.
This is not the healthcare part. If they can't get their act together just on the insurance, think of what's going to happen when people go in with a ruptured appendix or a broken neck or a broken leg.
Sure. Now, you brought up the need for conservative leadership in office. Let me ask you this, because you are challenging an incumbent who does have a pretty good record when it comes to voting the way that most people out here in West Texas would probably agree with them. Where do you differ from Randy Neugebauer?
Where do I differ? I'm going to write bills. I'm going to write bills and push bills through. The incumbent has voted for bills. There's a difference between being an active legislator and a passive legislator. So that therein lies the difference. The incumbent has written, I believe, 72 bills, of which only 3 have passed. 2 of those were for naming post offices. 1 was for exchange of parcel of land over in New Mexico.
So you want to be more hands-on?
I'm going to be hands-on all the time. I'm going to hit the floor running. I know where the restrooms are. I know where the barbershop is there. You're going to see me on the floor from week one, just like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz went up to the Senate. They said, yeah, you've got to sit here and wait a little bit and be gentlemanly. That's not going to be the situation. You're going to see me on the floor, hopefully from day one, at least from week one. You're going to see a continuous stream of bills coming out, and you're going to see me in front of the news every day, and you're going to get a report from my office 365 days a year. Chad, you're aware that I put out a political column for the last 7 years every day, 2,150 consecutive columns. So it's not a big deal to inform the American people and the people of the 19th district every day what's going on in Washington. Here's the problems. and here are the simple solutions to fix them. The problems are complicated, Chad, but the solutions aren't at all complicated. It's simply getting the government out of businesses where it doesn't belong, getting the government out of the way so American exceptionalism can get back online.
Well, you bring up being hands-on, being out there in front of the cameras, introducing pieces of legislation.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of different members of Congress, and there are probably quite a few that want to be in Congress who are running, those who are maybe running for re-election, who may be saying some of the same things that you're saying, that they want to be out there in front of people.
Absolutely.
Because I feel as though there are a lot of Republicans who want that. They want a fighter. So how are you going to distinguish yourself? Because it's easy to go up there and say, I want to do this, I want to do this. But then once you get to D.C., things start to change a little bit, it seems.
Well, it does. It seems like people start drinking Potomac water, but I've spent enough time up there, and that hasn't affected me. I'm not going up there to be important. I'm going up there because there is important work to do, Chad. And therein lies the difference. There's probably 50, 60 people in the House who are very active. You see these people on the news every day. You see them active.
Who are you referring to? Just some of those House members that you're referring to?
Some of the House. Louis Gohmert is one good example from here. Ted Cruz is another good example from Texas. These people are really a breath of fresh air because they're getting out there and they're doing something and they're bringing something to the table. They're bringing something factual to the table, getting up in front on the floor of the House, saying something that is meaningful, addressing issues. Here is the problem. Here is how we need to begin to fix this problem. With Obamacare, it's simply a matter of shutting the thing down. It's become so entrenched. It's like cancer with tentacles going into every part of our government, into the IRS. The American people are absolutely petrified having the IRS running Obamacare, having the IRS now having the ability to directly withdraw money from one's bank accounts without any permission at all, and that someone is that and mandating that somebody owes the money until they don't even have to prove they owe the money. They can just say, we think you owe this money. Wham, here's $10,000 out of your account.
Right. Visiting with Dr. Donald May, you can visit his website, mayfortexas.com. Let me ask you this about Republican leadership, because if you're elected member of the House, you're going to have to deal with Republican leadership.
Absolutely.
Where do you think Republican leadership is right now? Speaker Boehner, what are your opinions on him?
He's definitely not aggressive enough. The biggest problem we've had in the last century, Chad, is Republican cowardice. The inability of the Republicans to, when the rubber hits the road, to really stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to put another entitlement on. And Chad, we look at the Republicans, and a lot of the entitlements, a lot of the problems we have came in Republican administrations. The doubling of the size of the Department of Education with No Child Left Behind, the institution of the largest socialist healthcare program the world has ever seen with Medicare Part D, at a time when Walmart was coming out with $4 per month prescriptions for people on most drugs. And people only have to look at what their prescriptions cost now. If they go back and look at their bills prior to Medicare Part D, and now they'll find that their prescriptions uniformly have doubled or tripled or more in cost. And the Republicans need to stand up. Major issue is we have all kinds of problems going on with the Obama administration. We have Benghazi, Fast and Furious.
Sure.
And what we're doing is they're having committee hearings. But these hearings are almost meaningless. We need the speaker to put together select committees that have real power, real subpoena power, and can investigate and get real information.
Well, and the reason I asked you about Speaker Boehner is because you talk about bringing up these, you know, 1-2, 5-page bills.
Absolutely.
Trying to rally support. And it still has to go through GOP leadership.
Yes, it does. It has to go through committee.
And so how are you going to do that? If you have a speaker who right now, I think, you would say is not aggressive enough. You brought that up.
Not aggressive enough.
How do you get it through committee? How do you get that process rolling?
Well, you go into the committee. I plan to be part of as many committees as I can. But even if I'm not a part of a committee, I have the ability to get on the floor. I have ability to get in front of the American people. And sometimes you just have to rally the American. In this case, we have to rally the American people. Here's a problem. Here's what we need to do to take it apart. And persistence. You don't necessarily succeed the first time, Chad.
Right.
They're not going to go up there and the flags are not going to start waving because I'm up there and the water's not going to part. It's a tough job. It needs energy. It needs persistence, and nothing is going to get done up there until we get enough people who have high energy to go in there and solve these problems.
We are visiting with Dr. Donald May, running for U.S. Congress. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll have one more segment. Dr. Donald May in studio. Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Dr. Donald May in studio with me, mayfortexas.com, and four is actually spelt out. Sometimes in races they put the number four in the website, on the website, but no, it's mayfortexas.com, and people can go to your website. Of course, I know the website fairly new. Can people find out a lot more information about some of the different issues?
Absolutely. They can go to the first page, and it outlines my basic tenet, that is going up there, being aggressive, speaking. The people know that I can address the issues. I've written over almost 2,200 columns over the past 6 years addressing Obama and the other folks, and goes into the issues of writing bills and being aggressive and getting things done.
Let me ask you a little bit. This is different than Obamacare. Because as someone in Congress, you're going to represent a few different areas, obviously.
Absolutely.
In this district. One of the things I believe that the incumbent is criticized on is ag and agriculture.
Absolutely.
For those who are really involved in agriculture out here on the South Plains, they hear you speak, they go to you and they say, well, you're not a farmer, though.
I am a farmer.
Yeah.
I am a farmer. And I think that's one of the important things. My original background is agriculture. My original intent to run for the U.S. House more than 10 years ago, actually, I was thinking of moving back and running an open district where I farm. My family's been involved in agriculture for almost 200 years in Illinois. My wife's family has been involved on the West Coast in agriculture since the 1880s. And my wife and her sister still operate family farm, raising persimmons, blackberries, raspberries. I raise corn and soybeans in northern Illinois. We just had a bumper crop this year on non-irrigated land, so I understand that.
Will you be making that a major part of the campaign?
It will be a major part. It will be a good part of the campaign. There's so many things out there, Chad. There's Obamacare, there's agriculture, there's the farm bill, but ag is extremely important. It's not just farmers, because the farmers purchase equipment, they purchase fertilizer. We have a large amount of inputs. Our inputs have gotten more and more and more expensive. A lot of this is due to government regulations, insecurity, not knowing what the government is going to do. It's important that we have a good insurance program for the farmers. It's important that we develop worldwide markets and local markets for the farmers. And it's important that the farmers have the ability to be aggressive and to produce good crops. And it's really important to get taxes out of the way. The local taxes, school taxes, state taxes, federal income taxes have an enormous impact. And a farmer may sell several hundred thousand dollars or maybe even several million dollars worth of produce a year and may end up only with a limited number of thousands of dollars to support his family.
If you were dealing with the farm bill right now, if you were in Congress right now, what would you be doing that the incumbent's not?
Well, I would be aggressively pursuing this, and I probably would have written a bill on my own, or at least several amendments to it. One of the things that needs to be done, it needs to be decoupled from the food stamp program. We shouldn't have a farm bill that supports agriculture production tied in with a welfare program. Both are important, but it needs to be decoupled. If we're going to be dealing with giving food to people, that should be done at the local and the state level. Federal government doesn't have any business in being in welfare and the redistribution of money. Handling of poor people. It needs to be done at the state and local level, because being a surgeon for almost 40 years, when I've seen people who are really poor, most of them aren't getting anywhere near what they need for help. And that's because the federal government's in the way, and we need to get it back, because we people here in Lubbock, Texas, know what the poor people need in our town. And we know what the people in our state need, and getting it back to the state level, that gives 50 states the ability to compete with each other, to be innovative, and to come up with new ideas. Now, the left will say, no, we can't do that, because the state will cut money and they'll starve people and hurt people. That's not going to happen. I mean, this is the United States of America. We go out of our way to go all over the world to help people, and we've helped our people here at home. So we need to decouple that. We need to get a really good, sound farm program where we have appropriate insurance policies, we have appropriate assurances, and we need to get the federal government more out of the way of the farmer so we can produce.
Do you think that there are a lot of people who probably agree with you about separating out the food stamp portion from the rest of the farm bill? Democrats obviously very against that. If that doesn't happen, what kind of reforms need to happen to SNAP?
SNAP, you mean the food program?
Sure.
Again, Chad, I think the best thing for that program is to bring it back to the state level.
Well, if you can't bring it back to the state level.
If you can't bring it back to the state level, then we need better coverage on what's going on. We need to investigate what's happening there, because we can't have almost 20% of the people in this country on welfare food supplements. I mean, What is going on there? What are the limits? And how much wastage is going on? What kind of food can they get? I go through line and I buy my chicken legs and ground chuck, and I see people who have the card going through and buying high-end steaks, lobster, and so forth. I don't think that's appropriate for hard-working people to work and support folks who are, buying a chicken, buying turkey, buying a decent cut of meat, hamburger. I don't have a problem with that. Vegetables, cooking, but buying TV dinners and buying lobster and steak, that doesn't fly with this old farm boy.
Visiting with Donald May, mayfortexas.com. We only have a couple of minutes left in today's interview. Going back to health care and to Obamacare, which has dominated the news.
Absolutely.
Obviously. And I asked this question to one of my last guests who was on. What do you do with Obamacare? Do you repeal it and replace it, or do you just repeal it and get out?
We need to do is repeal Obamacare and get the federal government out of health insurance and out of the delivery of health care. Again, Chad, that needs to come back to the states. We look at the mess that we've got with health care insurance. Prior to Obamacare, one could buy a good catastrophic $1 to $2 million policy with a $20,000 deductible for $75 a month. Those policies don't even exist anymore. The closest thing people can get, as you were mentioning, $400, $500, $600. Need to get it back to competition, because all you have to do is turn on the television and you see Progressive and you see Geico and all of these insurance companies advertising how low people can purchase car insurance. And they can purchase that car insurance because there's competition out there. The companies compete to produce a product, and people can buy the insurance coverage they need. Someone may have an older car, and if it gets totaled, they don't want the car repaired. They're just going to junk it. They don't want to insure themselves against that. Maybe they just want to insure themselves against catastrophic. Other people will want other things. But we need to get the federal government out of mucking around with the insurance industry and bring that back to the states. Again, 50 states, territories competing against each other, selling a product. You buy car insurance in Texas, it works in every 50 states. Sure. And most of the world.
Dr. Donald May, appreciate your time today. I'm sure we'll have you on throughout this election process.
Chad, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.